The bullfrogs are coming. The bullfrogs are coming. And they're bringing a bass line. Throughout the American West and Southwest, bullfrogs are rolling into town and eating everything they can lay their tongues on. And when temperatures peak this time of year, bullfrogs make their presence known unmistakably. Joining us now is our own special ambassador to the world of things that go ribbit in the night, Jim Metzner, host of Pulse of the Planet. Jim, thanks for being with us.
That's me. Hi. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. We're listening to a recording of American bullfrogs that were made by sound recordist Lang Elliott. What are they saying? Do you have any idea?
They tend to say a couple of things. In this case, they're saying, "I'm here. Would you like to mate with me?" These tend to be males. It's mating season. They're also advertising the fact that they're a male and other males sort of better keep away if possible. They have another call that they use, which sounds a little different than this, which is sort of an aggressive call. But this is more of an advertising mating call.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't quite understand why, for example, bullfrogs are showing up in the West.
According to Cecil Schwalbe, who's with the U.S. Geological Survey in Arizona, we brought these frogs in intentionally because the red-legged frogs, the biggest native frog found in California, were getting eaten up. We were eating as much as 80,000 of those frogs a year. We brought in bullfrogs because people still had an appetite for frogs' legs. They did so well. They basically forced out the red-legged frogs. The red-legged frogs, thanks in large part to bullfrogs, are now a threatened species. Local populations of other frogs, leopard frogs, are being threatened by bullfrogs. They have a ravenous appetite. They'll eat virtually anything smaller than they are.
I've even heard it said they'll eat other bullfrogs.
It's true. And that, in fact, is part of the secret to their success. And what happens is, if there's nothing else to eat around, they'll eat their own kind. Cannibalism, basically. They'll eat their smaller frogs and tadpoles and basically survive that way.
Mm-hmm. And that utterly distinctive sound that a frog makes.
Yeah.
That's all guttural stuff in the throat?
It's that kind of room, room. They make another call that's more like, if you could imagine sort of clearing your throat, like if you're about to almost like a cough or a bark or like a spit. That's their aggressive call, not to be confused with the, which is a green frog. That's their mating call.
Jim, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
Jim Metzner produces the radio feature Pulse of the Planet, heard on radio stations and, we imagine, in frog ponds all over the world.